There's an interesting Rambam in Hilchot Malve Velove, Perek He Halacha Yud Bet. The Rambam writes like this: V'chein asur lo lelamed et Malve Mikra o Gemara kol zeman shema'otav biyado im lo haya ragil baze mekodem shene'emar neshech kol davar. The Rambam says that not only is it forbidden for the malveh to take kesef or shaveh kesef, money, as a result of the loan that he gave, but even favors, for example, making a stipulation with the loveh that he should continue to study with him Mishnah and Gemara. And the case is talking, for example, let's say the loveh was learning with the malveh already, and he was teaching him for free. But the malveh cannot stipulate and say, I'm going to give you this money, but I want you to continue to study with me for free. From the fact that he's stipulating, so that means that really it wasn't such a set limud, which means the loveh can go study whatever anybody he wants. But now that he's making a stipulation, he's locking him in, betovat hana'ah, even though it's for free. So therefore, the Melveh Hashem writes on Daf Shin Zayin, Asul lemalveh lehatnot im aloveh shiyitrah avuro shum terha vafilu terha bedivur bilbad kegon shiylamed oto mikra o mishna v'chayoseh bazeh af al pi shederech aloveh lelamed ken b'chinam lechol adam. Even though he was teaching free, ve'afilu maya ragil lelamed et hamalveh kodem shiyalveh asur. Even if he was teaching him from before, but this case is difficult because he's stipulating now. Now he's saying you have to continue if you want the loan. So that would be also a case of ribit.